So how's the process going for you so far?
It's going well. Everything it lived up to be.
Did your official height weight numbers? What did you weigh in?
We did. I weighed in 297. Played this previous year 315. Year before that, 305. Felt better at 305. So looking for the weight range 300, 305. And guess I lost a pound or two travel.
Is that what these teams tell you, that they want you more at that, more around 305,
or
like around that spot?
Not too much, not very specific, just how I felt best at.
You think you're a tackle or a guard at the next level?
Personally, if you ask me, I feel like I'm a tackle, but I'm willing to play anywhere a team needs me. No, sir, I haven't.
Connor, after the injury this season, was that, or I guess I should say, when you had the injury this season, was that the first thoughts you really started giving to, you know, leaving after the junior season? Or was this something that came around, you know, later as the year progressed and you started to get feedback about what you might, where you might be drafted?
Once the injury hit, it was all about day in and day out, recovering, getting back to my full self, and getting back to help the team.
Did never any thought about, maybe I should start thinking about my future beyond the University of Texas?
No, sir. Yes, sir, I firmly believe that, and of course, over the years, gained clean weight.
It seemed like last year in the summer, you were like a lock for the top 10, a lot of mock drafts, and you kind of changed a little bit as the season progressed, and that's where we are at this point. Is that something that bothered you, watching that kind of change and ebb and flow?
I mean, not too much. It's not anything in my control. I mean, it's me performing my best, and I don't need to pay any attention to the outsides. It'd be amazing to be able to represent for the state of Texas and the university like that. It was a big transition year. It was a big building block of establishing the culture there at the university, and I believe they're on the right page, so winning program.
What was it like having a different offensive line coach every year, huh?
Yes, sir. Maddox. Wickline, Maddox, and Wareheim, yes, sir.
Did they teach you different stuff, like was it different steps, or, you know, blocking numbers and stuff like that?
I mean, also 3OC, so every year it was a different scheme, different different way of doing things, yes, sir.
So how did that affect you? Do you was it hard?
I mean, it's not the most ideal situation, but it's staying open-minded and being ready to, it's adversity hitting, and so you got to just learn the new program and be open-minded when a new coach comes in.
Did that help you in the long run that you went
to the NFL? Yes, sir, I believe so. I feel like I've seen three whole different offenses and whole different ways, mindsets of thinking, and so I think you can take the pros from each one. I think you can carry it with you.
Could you go back to when you were hurt, your mindset, everything was going so well, you know, why you didn't have the surgery, and where you are right now?
After getting a second opinion with Dr. Andrews, it was established that I didn't need surgery, that the only reason maybe the surgery was the torn meniscus, which I tore early in high school and never gave me any issue. And so I elected not to do any surgery, gave it a time frame for 8 to 10 weeks, came back in 7, and it was all about getting back to play.
Why did you come back? A lot of guys were just giving it up and got ready to go.
Mm-hmm. If that was my last play as at the University of Texas against USC when it felt complete.
What ended up being your last
play? Texas Tech.
How'd you play at the end of that
game? I did not know it was the end at that time.
What goes into that decision? I mean, a lot of criticism for a lot of D1 guys who decided to sit out a whole game. It doesn't really have, you know, I guess, meaning beyond, you know, possible playoff.
Mm-hmm.
How long were those talks? Who did you talk to?
I talked to many trusted people that were close to me, and after talking with my team and talking with the people I trusted, I felt like I was informed enough to make a decision of ultimately chasing my dream, which is play in the NFL.
You think your teammates were 100% supportive of that? I mean, what was their reaction to that?
Yes, sir. I talked to them before, and I talked to many of them before the decision to get their standpoint on it, because that was a big factor going into it.
Do you think Tom Osmond can turn around?
I believe so. I believe he's instilling a strong culture that's going to last within the program, and I feel like the team is on the uprise. I believe my athleticism. I feel like I move very well. Yes, sir.
Kind of similar, but just how would you describe yourself as a tag?
I believe I'm a. I instill my will. I'm a finisher, and I go to the whistle, and at the same time balance that with athleticism and 100% effort, and you get somewhere with it.
Through all 3 years in the road game, you guys you had outside zone, inside zone, power. Is there any one scheme that you felt like you were best at, or even most natural at, or one that you kind of liked the most?
Like you said, I've run everything. I've called it every combination block, everything. And so not too much. It's based on the team success and the offense's success. So if I block this well, it doesn't matter because we need to get a first down. So it matters about the offensive success.